Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Pain in the Grass. The biggest concert event in the Rock's history.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Slipknot's going to be there.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie.
Oh, yeah. Marilyn Manson, Volbeat. 3 days of rock. Tuesday, July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd, White River Amphitheater. 3 big days. Yeah, Pain in the Grass. So many bands. And you want them tickets? Okay. Go get them. They're right. They're available now. LiveNation.com. And, of course, a great charity. $2 each ticket sold. Vitalogy Foundation helping out a lot of great charities. That's where it's going. So you got to be at Pain. You got to be there now. KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will be anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. And guys, we've made it. It's Friday! Man, I love it when everyone just goes, yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know if Steve does. Does Steve say it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Steve tries to catch us, and therefore he says nothing, so he doesn't participate.
I don't. I'm like the wedding DJ, man. The wedding DJ doesn't sing along. He just sits stop on the CD so everyone else could sing along.
Yeah, I don't think
that. Look at that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I've always wanted to be the wedding DJ of our radio show. I feel like I finally have become that.
You have finally made it.
Wow. Yes. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Crazy 8 taking on Steve in Port Orchard. Crazy 8, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Breaking Benjamin with Chevelle in 3 days. Great. At the White River Amphitheater, and that's happening on September 22nd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. Yeah. Those playing at home, Crazy 8 will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Crazy 8, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's give it a shot.
Who plays the guitar introduction to Michael Jackson's hit Black or White?
Oh, wasn't that Slash?
Yes. Yeah. Of the U.S. states that border Mexico, which shares the shortest border?
I think that would be California?
Yes. How many milliliters is a teaspoon?
Pass.
Lucy Lawless played which princess on TV?
Oh, pass.
On which Caribbean island are the Blue Mountains?
Oh, boy. Pass.
An 80s film starring Drew Barrymore is irreconcilable what?
Oh, man. Pass.
On which continent do nearly all wild lions live?
We do this.
Africa.
Yes. How many children do Hillary and Bill Clinton have?
Three.
No.
Two.
No.
Four.
No. Six. What color are honeybees unable to see?
Red.
Yes. Woo! And that is four correct.
That's almost good.
It's almost good. I think you're right there with the little bummer there.
Crazy, you do not sound like yourself this morning. You're a little high.
No, just been at work since 3 in the morning, so I'm a little drained.
Yeah, a lot of drain. Yeah, I can see that there.
Okay, that makes sense. You do sound like, because I was like, I don't think this is the same dude I know. He's been working.
No, it is.
Well, Steve, you have your work cut out for you.
No, he doesn't.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Who plays the guitar introduction to Michael Jackson's hit Black or White?
Slash.
Yes. Of the U.S. states that border Mexico, which shares the shortest border?
California.
Yes. How many milliliters is a teaspoon?
1,000.
No.
10.
No.
A milli.
No.
1 minute.
Wow. Lucy Lawless played which princess on TV?
That would be Lulu the Warrior Princess.
No.
Sheena.
No.
Xena, the warrior princess.
Yes. Yes. On which Caribbean island are the Blue Mountains?
That'd be Coors Light.
No.
Pass.
An 80s film starring Drew Barrymore is irreconcilable what?
Differences.
Yes. On which continent do nearly all wild lions live?
Africa.
Yes. How many children do Hillary and Bill Clinton have?
One.
Yes.
Chelsea.
What color are honeybees unable to see?
Yellow.
No.
Black.
No.
Red.
Yes. Grand Rapids is a city in which
Michigan.
State? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-4.
And, unfortunately. And he knew it. He left.
Yeah. Sorry, Crazy 8.
Crazy 8 was just not, he was not up for this, man. He can't be playing after work. Great rapper. Bad beat mix player. Yeah.
At least today, yes.
Yeah, okay. He was drained. He had worked a graveyard shift.
There was a lot of passing going on.
Yeah, you can tell in his voice. He just wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm. There was two that you did not get. On which Caribbean island are the Blue Mountains?
Is that Jamaica?
Yeah, good job.
I mean, that's the only. I mean, that's why I would just go with the Caribbean island, Jamaica. See what's up.
And then, how many milliliters is a teaspoon?
It's not a number that you can really get in your head unless you know stuff. You know, it's like an odd number, isn't it?
It is an odd number.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you can tell like 1,000 milli, you know, how many meters or a millimeter or vice versa or whatever. But with teaspoons, it's what, like 3.5?
It's only 5.
Oh, 5?
Yes.
Technically, really?
It is an odd number.
In a teaspoon?
Yes, in a teaspoon. A tablespoon is 3 of those, which would be
15.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. You know what? At least it's, I thought it's a round number, at least. I thought it was going to be like not round.
Well, it's because they use the metric system. Usually they don't have it and stuff like that with those.
All right, fine.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Caller number 8, did we say?
Yes.
All right, 206-421-ROCK. Boom, just like that.
Bam.
All right, Steve, you know what? People are drinking.
Yes.
Let's talk about the people.
You think
they drink.
They're drinking right now?
They should be. They're listening to this fine
Is
program.
Anyone listening right now drinking?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there are.
I'd like to know why you're drinking.
Somebody's Friday. They get to get off to maybe the graveyard shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 that to 7.
Bloody Marys.
Yeah, Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah, dude. Starting my weekend?
You guys are acting like as if there's like a mass amount of people, though, that are... I can't imagine many people right now are having a beverage.
Oh, come on. You go into a great breakfast joint that will also serve alcohol, have yourself a Bloody Mary breakfast. I'm there for that. Some people do the mimosas, but I'm a Bloody Mary breakfast
guy. I'd see that maybe at 10 in the morning.
You just get off work, man. You got to start the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe there aren't that many people. Don't forget Bailey's Irish Cream and Kahlua.
How could I forget?
Yeah, that's a good way to start the coffee.
Or sometimes you're just partying at night. You have a beer can next to you. You're on your bedstand and you realize, I still got a little bit in there. Might as well just chug it before work. I've never done that.
No, not at all. Of course, I might still have the Vegas lifestyle inside of me where, you know, that place never goes to bed.
No, there is no sleeping.
Yeah. I've got the 6 most common drunken behaviors that bartenders say they've seen. These are the 6 common drunk things. I bet you, I mean, Vicky could probably name them all.
All right, I'm excited.
All right, being way too loud, yelling.
All right, let's see. Well, maybe drunken arguments. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's number three on the list, drunken arguments.
Falling down.
Yeah, that's number two. All because they're drunk.
Puking.
That's number four, Steve.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hitting on someone.
What's that now?
Hitting on someone.
Hitting on someone.
Like trying to flirt.
No, that isn't on there.
Accidentally ripping out the handicapped pole in the bathroom when you were puking too violently.
That's an asterisk saying for Steve Meeks.
That was just one Christmas party, man.
Yeah, damn.
How about passing out?
Passing out, Danny. Yes, that is number six.
Yeah.
I think we're forgetting one of the most obvious ones. What do people, you know, sometimes drunken people do?
Make out with people they don't want to.
Yeah, that's not on here. Oh, wait, there's an asterisk next to Steve. Okay.
That was a Christmas party back in the late
80s. Well, falling over. Sarah always gets thrown out of the bar because she falls over, and they usually ask her to leave because they figure she's been overserved.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's her own birthday party. She's been kicked out of her own birthday parties because of that.
Ooh, I got one because it happened at Vicky's birthday when Joey broke a glass.
Yeah, that is number one on the list. Number one on the list, spilling or breaking a glass.
Yeah. Nothing worse than breaking a glass when it just happened. It seems like it always gets quiet right before the glass is broken.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, nice job.
I don't want to be that guy.
In high school, we used to, because again, it was an all-boys high school, and we weren't drinking, although maybe we should have, because I'm sure the teachers were. But whenever you'd have a glass and you drop it, everyone would then just start calling you the D word. It's nonstop, like the Budweiser thing. So it would start with one person, then all of a sudden it was just like this orchestra of like a barbershop quartet of just everyone just saying D.
Nice. I had that. I think we might have to start that here.
Oh, I love that.
It was great.
Yeah. I have plastic glasses at my house when I drink, because I'll drink during board game night, because I become a spiller.
You don't do the solo cups?
I have my own real hard plastic glass.
It's like a tumbler, right? With a straw and a plastic cover.
Yeah. I should have a cover. I don't, because I do spill. And we have
the straw going like a little circle loopy thing.
That's perfect.
Nice.
We have solo cups, Steve, but I got my own special. Yeah. And finally, the number five thing, and I'm glad that you guys don't know this. That means you guys are not, aggressive and caustic drunks. People getting into physical fights.
Oh.
Yeah. I knew people that were like that, and it's just like, I don't want to go hang with you anymore. You know, every time we go out, you get into a fight, and that's just not what I want to do when I go out and have a good time. I don't want to fight anybody.
Yeah, I'm glad to say in my circle of friends, nobody's out, like, let's get drunk. I mean, sometimes it's happened to some of my friends, but it's never like they're the ones that are wanting to do that. It's just someone comes up and starts a fight with them, but it's very rare.
Yeah. I knew a dude that he loved to start fights. And it's just like, I don't know how this is good for you. You should join a fight club or something, but this is not fun for me.
Take a boxing class if you like punching people.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, gosh. I don't know what the hell was going on with that guy.
Dude, we ask and we shall receive. One person says, I work graveyard at UPS. I got sent home early today. Just took a couple shots of vodka. LOL. Another person, cheers, rum and coke, was off yesterday, off work at 6:30 this morning. Happy Friday.
Woo! I love the rum and rum and coke. That's my person right there. You know what?
Just got home, Bud Light and Fireball.
Ooh, that's a combo right there.
Next text, I'm not drinking, but you're all making this wake and bake enjoyable.
Yeah.
I didn't even bother asking that. I feel like that's just a given
for
a lot of people.
Yeah, that we know.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Hey, yeah. They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic and you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Talk about whatever you want, but do remember, Steve has a rule.
And BJ has a simple one to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Let's start it off with John in Linwood. Hello,
goodbye,
John.
Old friend.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, sir.
So you guys have the topic, the lukewarm topic of the day, the strange thing you found out about your family.
Yeah, how about you?
Well, I came back from the Gulf War in 91. I was in the Marine Corps, and I wanted to see my great-grandmother, so I showed up in uniform and took my brand-new baby to see her, and she started crying. And I'm like, what's wrong, great-grandma? And she's like, hold on a minute, and she told my great-uncle to go to her room and get this box out of her closet. And as he's getting it, she's like, you look so much like your great-grandfather, so much like him, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, yeah. So she hands me this box and says, open it up. I open it up, and there's a Nazi SS uniform in it.
Oh, whoa.
My grandfather was a Nazi. He was in the SS. And later on, I went through the paperwork because, you know, his discharge and all of his Hague paperwork was in there. He was captured in Normandy on June 7th, 1944. He wasn't involved with the whole Jewish thing. He was involved with civil engineering.
Damn.
So there's a Nazi in my family, and my whole family didn't know. My great uncles and aunts might have known, but my father and nobody else knew.
Wow. Yeah, well, you can understand why they wouldn't want to tell anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
damn, dude.
Yeah, but it was interesting. Did some research on it, and it was a really interesting story on, you know, the Hitler called everybody back in 1938 that had degrees, and he went back thinking he was helping. So it was sad, but...
Damn, dude, that's some trippy stuff, man. That's wow. Appreciate the call, John. Wow, like, what I'm a beating.
Another text has a crazy thing they learned about their family as well. I found out that my grandfather sold fake real estate with Jimmy Hoffa.
What?
He's actually in a few books written about Hoffa. My mom talked about John Kennedy going to her house in Detroit. My uncle was supposed to marry Hoffa's daughter, but ended up testifying against him in court.
Crazy.
Wow.
That's a family. Damn, that's a family. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Let's go to Cornelius. Cornelius in Seattle, you're on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad, Cornelius. Super. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, I figured out a way to make abstinence and staying away from sexually transmitted diseases, and I wanted to share that with your listeners.
You found it. You found a way to be abstinent and stay away from sex. I think if you are abstinent, you would stay away from sexually transmitted diseases,
both,
right?
But you can do both. You can actually do this, and it'll make things a lot easier on you with. And once I tell you it, you'll understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, internet dating, beautiful thing. It's glorious. But you have to constantly go out and deal with more women and dates and, you know, and half the time it takes about 3 weeks to, you know, seal the deal. So for those 3 weeks, you're spending all this money, you're going through the deal, you're trying to figure out if things work. Well, I figured out a way to make those 3 weeks a lot easier when you're not having sex with the person you want to have sex with.
I'm going to take a shower, this is getting me feel dirty.
What you do is you go on, everybody goes on internet porn, right? So you go on internet porn.
What the hell? Cornelius, you have lost me off the effing road. Are you talking about people being abstinent, or are you trying to tell people to do porn? What are you talking about?
If you find a good girl and what she looks like on the internet porn, you don't actually have to have sex with her.
Hey, Cornelius, how much pot did you smoke this morning?
Are you talking about the new VR thing? Like, you can basically take someone's face and put it on a porn star.
Oh,
exactly.
That's all you had to say,
and
buddy.
You can find the girl that you're dating almost, and she looks just like the girl that you're trying to have.
Well, I'm gonna ask Vicky, because apparently she knows more about this than you do. You're saying is there an app or a thing where you can actually match your girlfriend's face to a porn star?
Well, they're doing right now is taking celebrity faces and superimposing them onto porn stars.
Yeah.
So it looks like the celebrity has a sex tape.
Oh, got that. Yeah. I've known about that. I mean, my friend knows about that. Yeah.
One right, text
so
says, wow, Rev again,
so
best
now you
call
don't
screener
have to worry
ever.
About celebrity. You don't have to worry about celebrities. You can just find.
I was never worried about the celebrities, though.
Something that looks like her.
Okay, good. Yeah, Cornelius.
That was loud enough. Let me play that again.
Yeah.
I think it even could get louder. Hold on a second. That's for all the texters.
Yeah.
Another fine moment brought to you by the Reverend En Fuego.
Call screener to the stars.
When Texas says weed doesn't make someone that stupid.
Damn, dude.
Please hang up on him. OMG.
Yeah.
That was so creepy if you actually think about what he was saying. Like,
you know what? Sometimes people try to be too clever. He should have said, hey, you know what, man? If you're not having sex with the girl you want, go on the internet and find someone that looks just like her. Which, you know, I may or may not have done in my life.
I'm amazed that he waited on hold for however many minutes to share that story.
Yeah.
Like, at no point did he second guess himself.
Because he thought he was being clever.
But didn't realize he was being rather creepy.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell them about spanking it.
I wasn't.
I'll wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's cool.
I
thought he was going down a religious road, but no, he was just like you said. He was creepy. You know, it's like, I mean, abstinence and whatever. It's sexually transmitted disease. I thought it was going to be helpful.
Oh, man, I feel like I got gonorrhea just from that call.
I love that Vicky knew exactly what was going on, though. Yeah, good old Vicky. She knows.
I spent a lot of time on the internet.
Yeah, she does.
She says that was the creepiest call ever.
Yeah. If we had
a new category?
Yeah, creepiest call of the year. I think we have to.
In other words, a gong way overdue.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry about that.
It's trying, man.
Yeah.
How about this story about a crazy thing you learned about your family? I found out that my second cousin, who we all thought was straight our entire life, came out of the closet by stealing his father's boyfriend of 10 years.
Whoa. Stealing dad's man? That ain't right.
That makes for a no. I would pay tickets to go to that Christmas dinner.
Yeah. That's a... Yeah, Sam. Wow. Of all the people out there, you can't find somebody else. You got to take dad's dude.
Well, you know, I mean,
Jesus,
you just don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if that's also an nephew to dad.
Why would it be a nephew to dad? If dad has a boyfriend, then he must be okay if someone's going to be
out of the closet. It's not about even being out of the closet. Sometimes you just piss your father for other reasons. You know what I mean?
My allowance sucked. Yeah. I'm taking your boyfriend.
Yeah, usually
I'll show you what sucks.
I feel like okay. Let's go to Jason in Seattle. Jason, you are on the rock.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks, buddy. What you got for us today?
I'm just thinking about how people can be this idiotic, believing in the flat earth theory.
Oh, like the flat earth society people?
Yeah.
I swear, they got to know they're in on the joke, right? It's just a big joke and they know it. They can't legitimately believe that, can they?
Apparently I have somebody on Facebook that believes that. I mean, I've proven them so many times that if the Earth is round, like, how can there be satellites in the, orbit? And how do you have a cell phone? Not a cell phone, but, DirecTV, stuff like that.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean,
it's fun watching the arguments that happen because of the flat earth. The flat earth arguments I can actually sit back and enjoy on Facebook as opposed to real political arguments because I just think it's so ridiculous. It's entertaining.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Jason. It's very, very entertaining because, look, you have to believe the imagery. You have to believe what it is. I've been in a plane, and so you get to sort of, see that, and people have been up high enough to actually see it as a globe.
Yeah.
So,
well, still, yeah. This is propaganda, man.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're thinking. My brain hurts to think that, why would I want to be that guy? So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic.
I'm a fan of a good conspiracy theory, but that's not one that I could even wrap my head around.
Yeah, I mean, it's an elaborate hoax to be able to. And by the way, we used to think that way. So what's the point? Like, what do we have to benefit? What's the motive? Who wins by convincing a bunch of people many, many thousands of years ago that the Earth wasn't flat, that it was round? What did they hope to gain from that? Does somebody make money off of that? I mean, there has to be a payoff in order for a conspiracy like that to actually be executed in the first place. So that's why I look at it and go, who benefits from lying to you about this, that the Earth is, I mean, especially since they thought it was flat in the first place?
One person, I've had an argument with somebody about this, and they say that there's no satellites in the sky. They're all fake.
Yeah.
The next person brings up a very good point. Cats would have pushed everything off the edge if the world was flat.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. Let's go to Dan in Tacoma. Dan, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, you guys.
Morning, Dan. Welcome to the show, buddy.
So this is based on your, what's the weirdest thing you found out about your family?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this isn't my family, but a coworker of mine has two sons. He was married to this one woman and had a son. They got a divorce. He started hooking up with his ex-wife now's sister and had a son. So he has two boys that are brothers and cousins.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I wonder what family reunions are like.
Awkward.
Yeah,
awkward.
Very, very awkward, man.
Hey, you guys rock on and have an awesome day.
Appreciate it, man. See, people tell people now. Now they know where before we had people call in and they didn't know that actually somebody was fooling around with their uncle and therefore they are their own cousin and brother and sister mother thing. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Manuel, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Manuel. What you got for us today, buddy?
All right, so my sister's got a wedding coming up in June 23rd in Northwest Arkansas, where it's humid as can be, and she wants me to wear a tuxedo on her wedding.
Are you in the party, the bridal party, or the groom party?
Nope. I'm a part of nothing there. All I'm going to be is a guest in the crowd, and I might walk my mom down the aisle to her seat.
Well, if you're just a guest, I don't see why you got to wear a tuxedo. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
she's becoming one of those bridezillas right now, and she's trying to control everything.
Well, a lot of times I'll have like the groomsmen also be like the usher, so maybe there's just. They just felt that they needed ushers as well, and they want him to dress uniform to that. But at that point, be like, yeah, if you want me to wear a tux, you got to spring for it.
Yeah, and plus, I'm the black sheep of the family. I moved 2,000 miles away from them for a reason.
So how many people?
You know what you should do if you're the black sheep? Then you should just show up in a tux, a Canadian tuxedo, denim pants, denim jacket.
Yeah.
No shirt.
Well, I mean, I've considered wearing one of those shirts that has the design of a tuxedo, but it's just a t-shirt.
Well, that's just tacky. I would go with all denim before that.
Yeah. How many people are supposed to be at this wedding?
I want to say at least 100.
I don't understand. Steve's right. I don't understand why the groomsmen aren't the ushers. They're the ones that are supposed to be doing that work.
My parents don't really care for her fiance. He's an idiot to start off with. We don't even know how he passed high school.
Okay, no, so this, I wouldn't this be surprised.
This whole thing's a problem.
And I could be maybe overthinking, but is there a chance that maybe she really wanted you to be one of his groomsmen? He shot it down, but she wants you to be in a tux for the picture, so she's trying to find a way to be able to weasel you into the tux vibe for photography purposes. I don't know if that may
She did say that she wants some pictures, the family pictures in tuxedos, but I mean, family pictures are going to be outside, not indoors, and that's going to be even worse.
Yeah, I see, here's the thing, man.
Oh, yeah, shirtless outside? I don't understand why a tux is worse outside than inside.
Well, maybe it's air conditioned inside. That's the only thing I can think of.
I say, if she's willing to pay for your tux, and that's cool, but
otherwise...
He doesn't
want to sweat. It seems like Manuel really doesn't want to
go. Put some deodorant on, man. It's her wedding. I know she's kind of going crazy about it, maybe, but, you know, it's her freaking party. If you don't like it, that's unfortunate, but it's her damn wedding.
Doesn't sound like Manuel really cares. Manuel's not that kind of guy.
All right, well...
No, I'm not. It's like, I've dealt with... She's only a year and
I don't know why you called us.
I dealt with her all my life.
Do you want us just to agree that you should be a malcontent? Is that what you called us for? Because Steve's right. Sometimes you got to buck up in life as a sibling. I mean,
so if she's willing to pay for the tux, you still don't want to wear the tux?
Yeah.
As far as I know, my parents are going to pay for it because I'm not going to.
What are you about? Why are you?
What are you bitching about? You're going to get a free tux out of the deal.
He doesn't want to sweat.
Take the pictures and take the jacket off.
We didn't grow up wearing those fancy clothes, so I don't understand why she's wanting all this fancy
clothes. Dude, why are you... Manuel.
It's her wedding.
Manuel, why are you even going to this wedding? I mean, what's the point? It doesn't sound like you like the guy. It doesn't sound like you care that much about your sister. What are you even going for?
That I honestly don't even know at this point.
Yeah, well, you know what? Seriously, I think it would be better for you not to go, and I appreciate the call. Because, look, if you're the black sheep, which I love how people describe themselves as that, basically you're just a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm the black sheep. Nobody likes me. I'm 100 million miles away. It's like, if you want to be...
things difficult all the time.
Yeah, you want to be the outsider, then you know what? Be the outsider. I mean, if I was your brother, I'd go, dude, don't go to the wedding because you're a pain in the ass. Again, you may want to be a pain in the ass, and you get to be a pain in the ass, but... Steve's right. Wedding day, it's the one day where Jesus Bridezilla gets to be Bridezilla, and she wants you to wear a tux that they're not even making you pay for.
Like, I can understand. It's like, the more we talk to him, the parents are paying for the tux, so it's no money out of his pocket. I understand that. Like, if you're not a groomsman, I can, and fine. But it sounds like as if she's just wants her brother to be dressed up nice in a tux for the pictures that she wants to last for a lifetime.
I think he's really just taking the role of the black sheep a little too seriously. He's like, well, I am the black sheep. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I don't want to do that.
Don't go.
Like, okay, good for you.
I mean, seriously,
it doesn't sound all that terrible. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she is, but it didn't seem like it was all that bad. That's not a crazy request when it's not going to cost him a dime.
See, when you're the black sheep mentality, everything's a crazy request. I mean, seriously, everything is unreasonable to you
because I'm going
to
sweat
your family. Oh, my family doesn't understand me. It's like, don't go. I mean, that's really, by the way, that's hardcore black sheep. You want to really be the black sheep? Don't go.
Or like one person says, just cut the sleeves off of that tuxedo.
Look, it's there are things
I hope
in
you had
life
a good deposit
gotta,
on it.
Yeah, you know, there are things in life you got to do or don't do them. You know, if it's her wedding and she wants it one way and you think she's unreasonable, you get to say, all right, I'm not going to go. But don't go there and ruin her wedding by not doing what she wants. Just don't go. As simple as that. No one says you have to do what she wants, but don't go and ruin her wedding.
It seemed rather basic, but...
You know, Steve, I hate to agree with you. I like to disagree with you, but yeah, you know, I mean, it's... It's just like, especially if he, like, who's paying for his ticket to go out there? I think that's worse than having to buy the tuxedo.
He's it sounds like the parents are taking care of all this. What kind of black sheep is he if they're so willing to give him all this money? It doesn't sound like he's all that much of a black sheep. They seem to like him.
Yeah.
They're willing to pay for all of his crap to get him out there.
He was not looking this. He thought we would be like, you know, edgy and hardcore on his side.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, man.
You should pee in the punch bowl while you're there.
Yeah.
Show him who's boss.
Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Patrick in Fedway. Patrick, you are on the Rock.
Hey, BJ, how you doing?
Not too bad, Patrick. What you got for us today, buddy?
So this is kind of a social commentary. A couple weeks ago, there was a female character, and she was happy because she didn't need a boyfriend anymore because she had a battery-operated boyfriend.
Good old Bob, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. So... that to me, that kind of breaks down that all a guy is good for is the sexual part. Do you know what kind of trouble I, as a man, would get into if I said that on the air, if I posted that on Facebook, saying that the only thing that a woman is good for is the sexual part, the physical part? Yeah. I just seem that was kind of an unfair that...
I'll tell you, Patrick, I know where you're going. I know exactly where you're going. And if you've listened to the show for a long enough time, you've heard me actually take that very stance on the hypocritical nature of certain things that are said by women, that if men said it, they'd be in trouble. Yeah. I will tell you this, Patrick. I've turned the corner a little bit.
Look at you.
And it wasn't even...
You're a man of the 90s all of a sudden.
Yeah, it wasn't even because of the issue. It was Brene Brown's latest book, Braving the Wilderness, talked about why Black Lives Matter is important. Because a lot of us would, you know, who aren't black would say, look, don't you think all lives should matter? And she explained it so articulately. So you don't understand the history of African Americans in this country. You literally do have to continue to say Black Lives Matter because, well, for a long time, they didn't. White people never had to tell anybody that their lives mattered because they always did in the history of our country. And I think with women, look, there was a time where all we did was consider them as objects and we never let them accomplish anything. We never let them think that their opinions mattered. They couldn't vote. So I think as a white man in this country, even though it's a beating, we've never had to go through what women have gone through and what African Americans have gone through.
I'm curious. So what's the beating part of it for a white man that he has to read on Facebook, somebody talking about what upset him? What is it? How is it affecting your day? Like, how is it hurting you? How is it slowing you down in your life, making you feel worse? It's like because people are getting so hypersensitive over stuff. I just don't understand how that's a beating.
I can appreciate what he's going through because I have taken a mental beating because of how I felt about it.
And did you create that mental beating on yourself?
Obviously, Steve, everything I do, I create myself. I mean, seriously. I mean,
no, I got you.
So that's a trick question. I have to always say, you're right, Steve. I did this. My point being is that if you've been a good dude and you're like, all right, I have been fair to women. I've been fair to everybody. I'm doing the right thing. And then you see people turn around and say things that you told you can't say. If you've always been a right-minded person, you go, this isn't right. No one's supposed to talk this way. And all lives are supposed to matter. You know, that's where you can take a beating going, well, why is it that they can say this and I can't? But Brene basically says, because you didn't go through what they went through. So they get to do whatever they want to do and eventually we'll all be cool. Hopefully it'll be maybe 50 years or less.
I hope.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
But I mean, the history of this country for women and African Americans is different than for white men. It's bottom line. So we're going to have to put up with whatever you think is wrong because we never had to put up with what they put up with in the first place.
Mm-hmm. No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's and again, Braving the Wilderness, Brene Brown is a great writer. And boy, she societal stuff, man. If you think there's problems in the world, read her books and you'll feel a little bit better about society.
There you go, man. Making me want to read.
I'm sorry, man. I know. You don't like
to read. Does she not have a TV show I can watch?
She's got a TED Talk.
I'm kidding.
The TED Talk is good. It's only like 10 minutes. It's good. Your wife might like it. All right.
You don't know what my wife likes.
I know one thing she likes.
I'll tell you what she likes is Brussels sprouts, and that's all you know.
Okay, I thought you were going to go a little more coarse with that.
No, she's obsessed with Brussels sprouts.
Okay, good.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.